Well, good evening. Radio. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Heart and Soul Holistic. It's been such a long time since I've had the opportunity to meet you all, you wonderful, beautiful souls. Before we started taking callers, because we've gone through so much in the past from the 12-12-12 to right now, I'd like to just really do a meditation for everyone that is listening, because it's really important to quiet the spirit, the mind, especially the monkey mind, which I was talking about, from owning who you really are. And so a nice quiet meditation to kind of center you is what my guides are being told for me to do. So I'm going to listen to them because I always do. So as what I'd like you to all do is find a comfortable place. Find a place or put your feet squarely on the ground and sit nice and comfortably in your seat. And taking a nice purposeful breath in through your nose and exhaling through your nose. Inhaling again through your nose as deep as you can and exhaling now through your mouth. Taking a deep breath in, feeling it just filling your lungs and every cell of your body. Welcoming this breath into your body. Paying attention to each breath that you take. And letting the energy now start to move down, all the way down, pushing it through as you breathe down into Mother Earth. And feeling through the bottoms of your feet, cords, beautiful bright cords as they penetrate into Mother Earth, and now letting her energy and her beauty and that beautiful red color of lava color coming through those cords, now coming up, clearing away as it starts to enter into your feet anything that is unlike beauty and perfection and love. Letting all that energy now coming all the way up into your knees. And now into the base of your lower chakras. Opening and breathing with each movement into that red color. Letting now your whole belly just radiate out into the universe. Letting that color just explore the room and leave your house and move out into the ethers of the world. And bringing now your attention to your heart, that beautiful red color opening up your heart center. And sending it now and opening it up and bringing your consciousness now to the outside world. Seeing you radiating a beautiful, bright light into the universe, bringing now that consciousness up into your throat, that red, beautiful light, moving on out past your body into the room, and now past your house and into the planet. And now bringing that consciousness back up into the third eye and opening that up, that beautiful third eye of information. And now pushing that out into the room, past your house, and into the planetary energy systems. And now through the top of your head, connecting, letting like a waterfall of red color go through all the way up into the heavens. And now seeing it falling back down to Mother Earth. And as that beautiful color, it becomes almost like a beautiful radiant bubble that you're in. A beautiful protected bubble of red light that is now yours where nothing, negative energies can come through. You are protected in this space, completely and utterly protected. And we now ask your angels, your guides, your ancestors, everyone that is here to support you on this journey, to step forward, to let you be able to feel them with you, to let your spirit know that you are never alone. And dear one, you are always loved. And now, as you enter back into your body, taking a nice deep breath in and feeling what the question may be that your soul needs to know more about. And we ask for guidance, and we ask for support for each and every spirit that will be calling in for tonight. And so it is. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming with me on this wonderful journey. It really is a journey, isn't it? And I know it has been a difficult past couple of weeks, I would actually say months, for a lot of people that have had ascension symptoms that have actually been very painful, physically painful. A lot of people have had joint problems or surgeries or a lot of health issues. But as we know, these are not to be taken too seriously because it is what has been going on the planet. And as we allow ourselves to become bigger vessels of energy, a lot of our old patternings have to slip away. So if you had not been listening, spirit will stop you in your tracks, and it will usually cause some sort of headache, pain, a cold, a flu, a knee ache, where you are really unable to go out in the world. You have to be quiet. So if that has been happening or you have just gone through it, just know that that is spirit's way of really just kind of getting you kind of, you know, where you have to be. And know that it's not a personal attack on you in any way. If anything, they are trying to serve you. So I do believe that we have to be in grace when things like that happen, and really listen to the pain instead of being angry at the pain. Because pain is just a wonderful, you know, it is a message if we choose to listen to it. It's if our heart is hurting or a spirit is hurting, it does have a message there for you if you're willing and, in a sense, open to go deeper into yourself and ask those wonderful questions of what could this be trying to teach me? Because everything here is, we are here to learn. And one thing I really do know is when you finally can honestly say, I have gotten the teaching, I have gotten that experience, and I thank you, and really mean it, then that particular lesson will stop. But let's say it is something that you continually have happen within your life systems, and you haven't learned the lesson. So they keep sending you the same thing. Let it be a bad boyfriend relationship or a job that's not working or, you know, financial situations that can actually, if you listen to some things about it, you will learn. You will learn greatly on how you have to change your view, your vision, your belief system about all those things. And when you do, and you get that you had been in a pattern, a negative pattern, a self-destructive pattern, when you finally say, thank you, I get it. And you really mean it. I mean, from your soul, you mean thank you. Your lesson in that particular area will stop. It's the way the universe works. And it really just has for you to just listen. And I keep thinking that that's probably the hardest thing for a lot of people to do right now is to listen, because their minds are the monkey minds. Their minds will take them into problems from one thing to another. And so spirit really just wants you to get quiet. So this is the ascension time. So ascension will make you get quiet if you don't choose to. So I always say either you can get sick and have the spirit make you get quiet, or you can choose to take that 20 minutes or even 10 minutes a day to meditate and listen. Because that's really what, to me, meditation is about. It's about clearing that monkey mind and just focusing. I always say, if you could just picture like a candle in front of you and then close your eyes and then see the light. And just focus on that light when your eyes are closed. That is all your spirit wants to recognize. It only wants to really, in a sense, understand and know its light. So when we are kind of in a position where we are forgetting that the world is, in a sense, taking us away, we are letting ourselves being taken away. If you're not in the light, then where are you? If you're not in your loving self, then where are you? These are questions of the soul that are really coming up for people. So choice is yours. Choice to not listen to to negative radio, TV that is full of violence. Choice to clean up your diet. Choice to meditate. Choice to see yourself as the God self that you are. Those are the choices you have that are truly yours. And what I guess we do a lot is we choose the little self to run the day, to run our lives. The one that has the problem, the one that's upset, the one that, you know, can't really get what it truly wants. But if I say to you, let's take that little self and put it off to the side. And now I want you to breathe in, just like you did in the beginning of the show, and see yourself expanding in this room, and see yourself so big, this beautiful light vibrating at this high, high frequency. And now, does any of that even matter, the things that the mind was trying to hold on to? Usually the answer is no. So this is what we're here to do. This is what we're doing tonight. We're going to get deep. We're going to ask spirit. We're really going to, you know, ask the question that will change the frequency for yourself. And if there's one little thing we can tweak that can really help you open, I believe spirit is working extra strong tonight, because really, I haven't had a show in a while, and I was really commanded to do this. So I'm going to start taking callers. Let's see. 813, you are on the air. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Lane. I'm calling from Tampa.
Hi, Tampa. How are you? What was your name again?
It's Lena.
Lena. Well, welcome to Heart and Soul. I was just wondering if you had one specific kind of direction or question you'd like to kind of zero in on.
Well, I kind of wanted to know, in terms of, you know, the end of this year, I can tell I've grown. I can tell I've grown slowly, but I can tell I've grown. But I know there's some more room for improvement. But I kind of wanted to know, like, for the coming year, am I in the right direction? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
Okay, let's just see what. Well, the first card, it does say play. And when I say that, it really is about really letting yourself be like childlike, to really kind of enter into those creative selves that, you know, that children just automatically have, you know, to look at the flowers, to really pay attention to every little thing. So when you play, when your spirit is allowed to play, you're not taking everything so seriously. So it really is your first card. So they're really, and then heart chakra came up. So heart chakra is where all energy comes in that means something to you. So that is showing me that when you get really honest with yourself, when you really are living from that heart space of really listening to what the heart wants, and is telling you, then your life will be a lot lighter. It will have more joy in it. It will choose to see things in a different way. So heart chakra is a really wonderful card that really is showing me that more of that is coming your way. I mean, for the next year, that is going to be, in a sense, your focus on how to keep your heart open. You know, so my question is, playing and joy does keep that open. So if you're dancing and singing and having a wonderful time, guess what? Your heart is open. Or if you're volunteering or you're around things that make you happy, that will keep your heart chakra open as well. So it's really showing me that. And then the third card does say, go for it. And so when I see that, I know that Spirit is really just trying to tell you that if you have been putting something off, like education or travel, or even, you know, going for it, it could be relationship, it's telling you this is the time to do it, to look into it, to go for it, to give yourself permission to step out of the box a little. And I like that one, because to me that we have to be reminded that safe is not happy. You know, when we play it safe, that doesn't mean we're living a very rich life. You know, we're just kind of existing. So to kind of move yourself out a little bit into uncomfortable things, in a sense, but good things, not dangerous things, but happy things. Yeah, like positive. So it's really telling you to go for it. So if there, it feels almost like I'm being shown that you have been wanting to do. To even move, I feel like my guide just said moving. So moving, and my guide's like, no, it's moving. Okay, so we're going to stick with the moving. So I get that if you had been wanting to, maybe it is something that it's this year it's going to happen.
Okay.
And it's really going to happen because you have decided that it's time and it's okay to do what's best for you and that you really want to do. Now, the fourth card does say listen. And when I see listen, it means that your guides, your angels, your grandmothers, are really feminine energy around you. And I'm not sure if that's a mother or a grandmother, but it feels like grandmother, okay. She has stepped forward and she's saying, listen, I will, you know, I'm on your side. I'm going to help you in whatever way you need. So I get that she wants to help. It feels like she said it's her chance to help. You know, almost like she didn't get the chance to help as much as she wanted to. So it's her chance to help you. And that's a good thing to know that your ancestors, if they weren't in a position, either money was tight or distance was a problem, or even that they weren't even aware of how much you needed their help, you know, this is a chance for them to really be in service for you. So she's really coming forth. So I really feel her clearly around you. It does say listen. And when I see that, I know that Spirit has been, in a sense, trying to get your attention.
You know? I know, but see, I don't meditate because I'm afraid, you know.
You're afraid you're going to hear something.
Well, I do, so I don't. And I'm trying not to be so scary. I'm trying to really remove the fear. I really am. Slowly, okay. But I'm trying.
Well, let me do this for you. Usually fear is because that you have a negative feeling about spirit, you know, that you think it's going to hurt you in some way or scare you in some way or, you know, take over you or, you know, a lot of times, and I say this because religion really has scared us into actually owning our own intuitive nature, but, you know, it's impossible for the other side to ever, to ever hurt you. I mean, really, I do see some things that I think, why would you go there? You know, if you went to an abandoned insane asylum, yes, possibly you might get scratched or hurt because there's a lot of entities there that are crazy. But normally, that's not going to happen. That doesn't happen. And what I want you to do is I want you to remember that bubble we did in the beginning? I want you to see yourself in that beautiful red bubble of protection. And then ask, your grandmother or your guides to step forward. So this way you will feel very protected and open at the same time. You know, it's interesting. You have to feel protected. I protect. Before a show, I do all my smudging. I protect. I call my angel. I mean, I do a lot of protection. And that's why I know I'm okay. You know, I make sure I'm okay. And so that's what I say to you. If you could know that you're okay and do your protection work, you'll be less afraid. You will totally be less afraid of being. And you have a beautiful, bright energy around you. I know you're a very intuitive being, and maybe that's why you're afraid, you know, because you don't really want to be woken up in the middle of the night anymore, and you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to see the shadow people on the sides of your eyes, and you don't want to be afraid, right? I get that one.
Yes, ma'am.
And
right.
I do. And I do get that one. And you know what? When you were little and you did not have a filtering system, they could bother you more. But now that you're older and your spirit is more developed, you are the one. I always say, I have business hours. You know, I have business hours. And when I open the door, I will let you in and we can talk. And then it times up and you go. And so you make a deal with spirit that's comfortable for you. And I do know that you're going to be really tuned in and also surprised at how accurate you are and what spirit is telling you. Okay? So I want you to do this. I want you to ask, you know, let's say I'm going to use your grandmother because she's very sweet. There's nothing to be afraid of, right, with your grandmother. I want you to use her, and I want you to ask her a question. Okay?
Okay.
So you're
going to
ask
her
a question, and then quiet your mind. And so you're going to ask grandma, you know, something. You could be a yes and no answer. It could be where should I look or something. And then quiet your mind and keep it like blank, like a slate. And then on that bright, like almost see a, like a blackboard in front of you, and then see what she writes. Okay?
Okay.
And she may say a word or, you know, wait, or she might say, and you'll see a word. You're going to see it. And then you're going to start to know that she is working with you. Okay? And so, you know, that is the beginning stages of you to trust your intuition and just start a really wonderful relationship with your spirit guides and your ancestors. Okay? So to me, listening is a big card. That's number one for you right now. So if you start to listen, you will start making just choices based on a higher frequency, you know?
Okay.
So it's like this. If I, you know, I've been, you know, doing this for a really long time. So I one time, and I'll never forget this, and it happens to me a lot, but I was driving down the street, and my guide said, go down the street. And I never go down that street. I was going to this lunch place that I always go to, and it's the more direct was to go the way I normally go. But I heard spirit say, go down the street. And so I did. And I was driving down the street, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a foot right next to a bush. A bush. A big, big bush. All right? So I thought, what was that? I mean, I went by this house really quick, and at the end of the street, I thought, what was that? And I stopped, and I thought, should I turn around? I'm just going to lunch, but I did. I turned around, went to the house, and there was this elderly woman that had fallen down, and she had been there for 3 hours. She had broken her leg. And she was by this bush. I don't know how I saw it, because if I said, when I looked better at, I didn't see it with my eyes. I saw it with my third eye, and spirit was taking me to her. So what I get is that this is going to start to happen with you once you start to listen, right? That's a big, big one right there. It's going to say, I don't know. You're going to say, I don't know why I went down that road, and I don't know why I went into that particular store, but then I ran into someone, and she needed a hand. She needed someone to listen to her or give her a hug, you know? And so you have a beautiful, loving spirit that's going to be, you know, spirit wants, in a sense, to work with you, to get you more available to why you came. Yeah. Mm. And why you came is to be the loving energy that you are. Mm. So that's what you have to know. And so when you say, you know, when you start to listen, they will take you, you're going to go, I have no idea why, but it's cool. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to go. I don't even need to go here, but I'm going to go there because I'm just being told to go. And once you start to get a better understanding of what spirit sounds like and feels like, you will be so surprised on how that relationship will start to change the next year for you. Okay?
Okay.
So really, That's your homework. It's not a hard piece of work. It's
no.
All you have to do is step away from being afraid. But once you protect yourself, and I mean that, ask your angels, ask if Jesus is your master, ask your guides, whoever you feel really, when you think and feel into that energy, you feel secure and safe, ask them to come before you ask the questions to your spirit guide or to your angels or to your grandmother, okay? And you will start to... you are going to amaze yourself. That's what I just know. My guy is saying she's one of you. So I get that once you get more sound, more grounded, less afraid, you are going to be almost capable of doing readings. Isn't that wild? That's what I keep seeing my guide saying, oh, yes, oh, yes. So just
and
know that.
The message that today, not to cut you off, ma'am, I'm recording it. Well, online, I'm going to go back and listen to it. So when you did the meditation, the guided meditation, I did it with you, and I was really able to relax because I was all over the place emotionally. Not emotionally, but like my mind was just scrambling, you know. So,
right.
So I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, and you know, and it does, I just pulled one more card just because we do have a lineup, and it says, let your past go. So
right.
A lot of times that is what's holding us back from really getting the life that we really want. And really
right.
That is if we live in the past of even a thought that used to hurt us or a person
right.
that, you know, or relationships or old feelings that you had. This is the time to release, surrender, and really do like a detox in a sense for what didn't work for you and like let
right.
it go. You know, so what I want you to do, and this is a really wonderful thing to help you let go of your past, I want you to write down on one piece of paper from when you can remember every person, every situation, every feeling that you had that was, in a sense, weighed you down, made you feel less than beautiful, less than light, less than wonderful. Anything, if you even a teacher or anyone that comes into mind, write them down. And then at the very end, I want you to end that letter with a moment of gratitude that says, I thank you for being that in my life so that I could become a stronger person. I thank you for, you know, come up in a sense to a higher frequency, a higher vibration at the end of that letter, and then roll it up. And then if you can go out, you have like a place where you could burn it in a metal bowl, burn it. Okay? And as you burn it, say, this I release into the universe. I give this away. It no longer serves me. And then just do that, okay? Because that's a very powerful thing to help you release things if it's difficult to do, all right? Because sometimes rituals are really powerful to do. We do them all the time, but we do negative rituals, you know. But this is a very powerful ritual that really will help you really surrender all that stuff, all that old baggage that's weighing this particular next year. We want this coming year to have no remnants of the past in it. This is brand new, right?
Thank you so much.
All right.
It was very beneficial. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everyone, thanks. And you could hold on, Lena, if you want and listen. It's up to you. And I'm going to take the 323 number. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Oh, yes. This is Camille calling you from California.
Hi, Camille. How are you from California?
Excellent. Thank you.
And what is your question or what kind of, where could we go with this that's going to be beneficial?
Okay, yes. I am considering something. I'm considering taking a certification course, which will allow me to become a prenatal health and wellness coach. And what energy do you feel toward me, hopefully, thriving personally and professionally in this enterprise?
All right, let's see. Hi. Is that a dog?
No, that's my 12-month-old. She just turned 1 year old.
I heard. Oh, it sounds like my little dog. I was thinking from. I was like, it was like so distant. I'm like, that is wild. Oh, 12-month. Okay. So the first card that I pulled was be honest with yourself. Okay, so when you're honest with yourself, you really have to get to that really honest state that says, okay, do I first have the energy to do this? Is this what I truly want to do? Is it because of, you know, dot, 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 someone told me, my mother, my father, anything that you might have. So being honest are those questions that will lead you. And so if you say, yes, 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 I truly want to do it. It feels like my purpose. I will be happy doing it. I will be good at it. I feel guided to do it, told to do it by something higher, then those would be the answers that will lead to push you, in a sense, push you on, okay? And then the second card is have confidence. Now, when you're starting out in anything new, especially it sounds like you have a lot on your plate with a child too, having confidence is really going to be the biggest thing that's going to be the challenge, because there's so much and so little of you. You know what I mean? To do so much. So you have to be honest with, is this the right time for me to be taking on this? Now, it does say release and surrender. Now, release and surrender means that sometimes the release and the surrender is to not really have, it's to be more in this moment, right this second, and to be in gratitude for everything that is happening at this moment right now, right? So if we can do that and really stay like, no matter if I do that or not, I'm a happy person. I'm good, you know, I'm fulfilled. So we really want to get your spirit in that framework before you do anything else, okay?
Right.
So that one, and then joy. So joy is around you. Joy is something that, you know, I'm sure your child brings you such joy when you look at their smiles, and there's just joy, you know. And to not miss out on that joy is to kind of be really present in the very moment that you're in, and not in the next one. So when I see that, and then this Cupid, interesting. Yeah, Cupid. Cupid is love. Cupid means that loving energies are around you. And when I see that, it's almost like angelic angels, you know, Cupid, angels of love, in a sense that promote your well-being. So let's say that is your guide, and that's what my guide is telling me. Yes, absolutely. So angelic realms are really important to you. And they will be if you can start to connect to them a little bit more precise. And let's say Angel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, you know, using their energy, using their love, their power, in a sense, help you, you know, move into this next direction. Fresh air. Yeah. See, I am not getting immediate anything for you right now. I'm just getting to be here right this second, okay? So I feel like when I look at the next 6 months, I think that within 6 months, it feels like that's 6 to 8 months, that's when things are really going to start to be more active, if you know what I mean. You're going to be clearer on when this is going to happen, you know? That's what it feels like to me. Fresh air, when I see that, it means it's really telling you to take the time to refurbish, to get yourself, you know, in a sense, balanced again, to be in nature, you know, to kind of rejuvenate. When I see fresh air, I know that the spirit is wanting you to kind of get your balance back again, if you know what that feels like. You know, when you're in nature and you're walking and you feel like you can just take a deep breath in and nothing's around needing you. You know that feeling? That's what this card represents. So I would say that that is around you. So that might be what you're going to have to be doing for a bit. Now, giving and receiving. So if you've been in the giving mode, then receiving is what Spirit is really wanting you to get better at. So
yes.
If you've been, yeah. So if you need help, you need to ask for help. Okay? If you need to not do something for a day, that's going to be really important for you to be on the receiving end for the first time. Okay? So all this is happening for you, though, right now, and it's important that you listen to this so that you don't get yourself worn out and sick so that the next level can happen. Okay?
Okay.
So that is really important. But I do get that within 6 to 8 months, I think that the education, everything is going to start to fall into place, and you'll have more help, energy, all that will start to kind of be ready for you. You'll be ready for it better, you know? So, you know, I know that we all want to do it when we want to do it, but it does feel like there's going to be like stops and goes. You know that feeling like you get going and you have to stop. And, you know, that's what it feels like when I look at that line. But by the 6 to 8 months, it's going to be smoother and easier for you to do. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That definitely is what I see. So in the meantime, and I really get that right now is all we really have, right? So right now, it's really telling you to get outside, get some fresh air, ask for help. Okay, number one, it sounds like overload could be around you where you need help with the baby, with yourself to do, you know, just to take some self-care for yourself, to go for a walk, you know, all those things. So it really is what they're telling me and showing me at this very moment that you need to do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, love. Well, have a wonderful holiday, and let me know how it goes. We'll keep you,
Thank you
on my board. Okay, love. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Patty.
Hey there. How are you?
Long time no see. It's Lolita from Georgia.
Oh, hi, Lolita from Georgia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I'm glad that you're on.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're listening.
Yes, when I saw your email, I'm like, okay, I got to talk.
Great.
I had a question for you. I know I've been talking to you for the last year about my business and everything, and I'm still, you know, on that process and that journey of getting the business. But where do you see for me, like financially? I don't know if I can get any messages or I guess the specific question will be, my father has invested some money for me and my family, and we're just waiting on to pan out that can actually give us an ease of transition to do everything that we need to do. So I was wondering if I can get something on that topic of the investment.
Okay, let's just say. All right. Okay, first card is child, which makes me really get that your father and you and him helping you and his love for you and his support for you is the first card. So it's showing me that is what's going on. Okay, so we're going to be, and then it says assertiveness. So really it's talking about really just getting more assertive and making things transpire the way that you'd like, okay? So instead of waiting, you know, that to me waiting implies that, you know, you're not in control of your, in a sense, the plan, the bigger you, you know, and you are. You are, you know, creating it with everything that envisions, everything that you set in motion. You are already doing it. So the assertiveness might just have to be more in the direction of really, you know, setting an energetic intention that's even bigger, okay? Because if you think about it, that's really what starts everything, right? And it already did start the whole idea, the whole concepts of business and everything. And so that's why we're getting this need for the money, right? So assertiveness is going to be around you to actually make it your worth your while, kind of. And it says creative project. So is there a new project that's coming? Because that's what it's showing me. So creative project and assertiveness come together. So if you have been working on a new idea, that this is what it's showing me. And
well,
maybe
I haven't been working on a new idea. I've been working on the concept that I created 2 years ago, and have still been doing what I need to do regardless of this investment, because this investment has been in works for 2 years, but we're just hearing that timing is coming close. So I have been doing my due diligence to get my funding, you know, as far as hiring a company to take care of a legal thing that's on my report that's hindering me to get my finances. The creation part of this project has been fully done in April, and I'm working on the last piece of the land. I think I want to put it now, instead of me moving, putting it locally near an Air Force base. So I've been working that regardless of the funding or not. So I've been doing
that.
So
that's what it feels like. It's more that we're still doing it. We're still getting creative projects in line, you know, for this to be exactly what it is that you'd like to see happen, you know? So you're still looking and hoping for land, and then it says innocence. That's interesting. And innocence is that everyone is guiltless in truth. And it says, as no one can alter God's handiwork or perfection, give us your feelings of heaviness so we can lighten your load. And I really get that, you know, all the questions and all the things. If we can move that away, everything is going to be, you know, going according to, in a sense, divine plan. You know, so that it will be working. You know, it wasn't last year. To me, a lot of people who waited, and I've been seeing this, who have waited until just recently to start new businesses and all that, have been amazed at how easy and quick and how, you know, things are moving and those higher directions, that they were so surprised. So I really think that you're the waiting on all that was more that it was more orchestrated, you know, and that feels more like divine plan to me. So when I see that and feel that, I kind of know, oh yeah, that's exactly what. And then it says time to go. That's interesting. Yeah. So the innocence and time to go. So that's definitely around you. That's something that is kind of time to go. So when you think of time to go, that means time to get in action, right? Time to go, time to do, time to really get your foot in the door kind of thing, right? Completely. And so it definitely is right there for you. And it says, and then it does ask again, what do you desire? So I want you to ask the question again. Okay, what do you desire? You know what I mean? Ask the question again.
That's funny how you're saying that. I don't mean to cut you off, because I've been given that question 6 months ago, and I desire my business that I had in fruition, and I think the last week is where I'm getting the antsiness, because the investment is supposed to come through. So you're feeling a lot of my heart heaviness within that, because it's like, okay, we're waiting. We're getting the news. We're getting the news. So a lot of it's on that. As far as divine timing, I so call believe it's divine time, because I will not be able to fulfill the creations I've created for my business if it wasn't for the delays. So I thank the delays and everything with that. I guess just now we're just looking for funding, because everything is in place as we speak. And I guess even though we don't have the funding, I do work a 9-to-5 job, but I'm looking for a better paying job. And I'm getting this message. Every time I look for a job, I get this message. And before I'm talking to you, I'm looking for a job. Is that something that I'm not supposed to be doing, looking for work? Because I'm not getting on how I'm going
with that. Well, you know what? It's not that it would be a bad thing to look for something that's more, you know, appropriate or something that, you know, but it does take you away, if you think about it, from what it is that your focus is, you know. But so I think the closer you get, the more you're going to want to focus on this new the business that's really going to be happening than another whole thing to do. So I really get that. You don't want to divide your energy, your systems that much, especially right now. The more focus you get, the more you can see it, the more you can go and check it out, touch it and look at it and, you know, put your hands in it and kind of thing, you know, the whole thing, then that becomes even bigger of a how it's going to move along and how fast it's going to move along. Yeah? So I don't think that's what I'm getting. My God said, no, 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 no. So I'm getting a no, 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 no. That if it's just about, you know, it's a temporary position or you're going to, you know, something that comes along that feels a little better, then that's okay. That feels fine. But it does take away, you know, when you start something new. It will definitely take away from the focus of what it is that you want to do. So I just think that, you know, if it is your desire, and I know it is, to get everything lined up, and it already is, then the funding is what I would be. That would be my second job, you know.
And it has been my second job. I've hired a lawyer 6 months ago, and I can't do nothing until the lawyer resolves it. So I have to sit back until I get answers from him.
Oh, okay. Well, once you get him in a sense clear. You know, his okay to get the investors, to get the people. That feels right to me. So then it's going to all happen. So
yeah, I have the investors lined up. It's just that nobody's touching me right now because of my legal conditions on my credit report, and that's why I hired a lawyer. So until then, I have no choice but to sit back. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're just going to be waiting it out. So within the next 6 months, will he be able to clear all this? That's what
I'm hoping by a result by the end of this month. I've been giving messages that it should be removed by the end of this month since they've been working on it at least 6 months now. But hopefully.
So it will be at the 6 month point that it will have happened. Okay, so that makes sense to why I'm seeing a six. And then, so from the beginning of this guy doing his job to the end will be 6 months when he finally removes this so that it won't be an issue anymore. So that feels like then that's the beginning right there.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So stop looking for work because knowing that everything is going to pan out because it is a 6 month. By the end of this month or next month, it will get removed. So start getting into getting that final piece of land together, which will help me manifest that or create that, because that's the only thing I'm looking for is that land, which I have an idea where I want it. So keep getting back on that track because by that time, everything should be clear. My energy needs to be focused on that. And my is that right?
Exactly. That is exactly what my guy's saying. Yes, yes, she's hearing you. So absolutely. That will get you through and to the next level. It's like, that old reality is that if I stop now, then I'm going to lose momentum. And momentum is really important at the last leg of that. You ever run a marathon? the last mile is truly the hardest mile you'll ever run. And so to me, that's what my guides are saying. This is when all the energy, all the focus has got to be really tuned in, you know, so that you are not letting any energy seep out away from what it is that you'd like to be doing. And yes, absolutely. I mean, go looking, you know, really, this is the push right now is to find that land, find it all, get it really so in the picture that it becomes real, you know, it becomes an actual thing that you're seeing. That has to happen. You know, we did this thing where we have a friend that she was, you know, said, oh, you know, this thing I'd like to win and I'm going to be doing it. So this was a long time ago. She went and I said, well, what is it you know, win? Oh, car. I said, okay, well, what kind of car? Okay, well, it's this kind of car. So she went and drove the car way before, of course, and she won it. But she actually had the experience before she won it, but she could feel it and smell it and go for it and see herself fully and completely in that, you know, and therefore it happened, you know. It wasn't just, you know, a vision. It was really an actual. So the next step is the most important. That's what I keep getting.
Okay.
Okay, love?
Okay. No.
All right.
Thank you, hon. I appreciate that. Thank you for validating that.
Well,
have
a great holiday and enjoy.
Yes,
next year is going to be a busy one.
Well, I turned I turn 40 December 30th, so that's going to be my holiday, my new year, new everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
It is my year next year, and it was this
yes.
year for me too, so good beginning.
Yes, absolutely, love. Okay, we'll talk to you soon then.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul, 857. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hello, let me get you. I'm sorry about that. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? 857. Hello. Hello. Okay. We are learning the system. I'll come back to you, 857. Mary Lou. Hi.
Oh.
You're in Heart and Soul. How you doing?
I'm great. And I am here.
You are. You are here, and that's lovely. So, anything, one thing you'd like to share with us, or we can just go right into the question?
Like to share with you. I had a weird experience tonight. I don't know if it was a good one. I like to park my car in small spaces, because if I can find a spot, I can get in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was parking the car. I had literally 3 inches on both sides of the car. And the guy behind me came over to tell me that I was too close to his car and to bless me out. And I'm thinking, I'm a woman. I'm in a dress. You're a truck driver. You could move the car back. But all he did was yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how that energy just stays with you.
It's very, it's very sticky, isn't it?
Well,
it's like,
I think I'm going to go out tomorrow and just do something really nice for a stranger to compensate for this man.
I love that. You know, we've been doing that, like random acts of kindness for Christmas, and the thing is we do it, and no, you can't tell anybody.
No.
And so every day, like I want to go, oh, I just did that, I can't tell anybody. So I just feel so full, though, because I know, you know, it was such a wonderful experience. So I really highly recommend that. Actually, my son, and the reason we started to do it is because Christmas, you know, is hard to get that spirit, you know, and we live in the mountain town, and there's not like a place you can go to, you know, serve food or and if you did, it would be so many people and it wouldn't mean so much. So what we did, what we thought, this is what we are doing, but we drove around this area that's a very poor area in Tahoe, and there's little trailers that are extremely, like, they're so minimal, you know, like you think someone lives there, really? You know, it's just a really tough area. And so I said to my son, pick a trailer, you know, pick one. And so he was like, yeah, what do you want? You know, I said, just pick one, you know. And so what, you know, we started to talk about is we're going to be, you know, we're going to go. And there's one trailer that has about 3 or 4 kids that are there. We're going to see, we're going to do some research and see what they might, you know, ages they might be, and go and buy what we really, you know, some gifts, some toys, some pillows, whatever we think, and put it in front of the door and ring the doorbell and run away. And so it's all anonymous. It's all anonymous. It's really just because I really feel like we really have to stretch it, you know, to make ourselves feel and get excited about giving without the recognition. It's really a powerful thing to do. I mean, it's not, it's because then it's really not about the ego. It's about how it made you feel and how connected you felt to Source at that point, you know. So anyway, that's, what's your story? Go ahead for it.
No, I am always just so positive that when I run across someone that isn't, I just I got stuck in that. So I think I'm just going to go out tomorrow and see how many strangers I can compliment and pull their moods up.
And do you have right now, do you have any sage or anything like that you could smudge yourself? Because, you know, his energy is, he just might be a very sticky, you know, anger is a very sticky energy. So I would smudge myself or take like an Epsom salt, a bath if you could. You know, those things will clear your energy field. So
okay. I even walked up to him after I sat there for a while because, you know, obviously I was an inch and a half close to his vehicle and it pretty much upset him.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talked to him again, I said, you know, I could if you pull your car back, I could park it much better, more to your liking. And he used a lot of cuss words at me.
Wow.
I was not going to be moving it.
Well, you know, we're in contrast right now. We're in total contrast. As we excel and our vibrations are raised, we are seeing the opposite get really bigger too. You know, and I, you know, just like Connecticut, the shooting there, I mean, we're seeing the most appalling things, the most appalling, you know, to me. And it is the yin and the yang, the contrast that's happening on the planet right now.
But
we are
be moving out of duality. Aren't these things supposed to be lessons to teach us how duality is something we should grow out of?
But that's how you do it. You know,
I mean, I had,
that is how we learn as a race to elevate, right? So through tragedy, we elevate. You know, through 9/11, we elevated the planet at an amazing rate. So through tragedy, we elevate consciousness, and that is really an obvious truth about everything, really. So. Really what happened, I mean, if you really get, you know, if you just look at it as a vibratory thing, that terrible experience made everybody hug their kids, appreciate their teachers. It really elevated consciousness to pay attention, to get rid of guns, to do something about elevating and creating a healthier world. So yeah.
I was trying to get it to have compassion for people like the shooter. To have compassion for people like him. And on Facebook, I said that, and all I got back was, you know, how people like him need to burn in hell and how we need to post more armed guards at every school and how teachers should be packing guns. And I'm thinking, no.
Wow.
That's not where it's going. And I'm surprised how many spiritual, new age, enlightened people who are healers were acting like that. I can't comprehend that mentality.
No, I can't. I can't either, but I do get it's a fear. You know, when you're out of love, you're in fear, right? So when the planet goes into fear, it wants to protect. You know, it wants to protect everything. You know, protect the school, protect the kids. And that's and that's a true reaction to when we go into fear. When we're in love, we want to, you know, we want to elevate. We want to heal, right? We want to help. When you go into fear, you want to protect. So it's just what's on the planet all the time. And so we're always, you know, in that, I believe, and I can see it, you know, we're always either in fear or we're in love. And so the duality is that, really, to me. It's the light and the dark. It's the love of the fear. It's what we're constantly working with and trying to elevate, and within ourselves and within the planet. So I do see and feel it happening at a great, and that's what the ascension symptoms are about, great rate. And so you may have, you know, moments where you are confronted with the dark, like this guy, you know, who was as big and bright as you are. You're going to get that, whoa, it's still there. And, you know, so it matches, in a sense, you know, it really does. It matches how beautiful you are sometimes to how ugly other people can get. And so I've been learning that one. That one is just a great, to just observe. To me, I like to sit in my observer and say, wow, that is amazing, you know. And I'm not going to get wrapped up in what I think or should or all that, but I am going to stay in love and see the highest vibration happen for everyone on the planet. You know, and that's all we can do. That's all we really want to do anyway, right? So I want to send this guy this guy, I feel, the one that was screaming vulgarities at you, he probably, you know, he's confronted with a very sad life, you know? It feels like he is just a sad person. And so any chance he gets to be mad at something, he takes full opportunity to do.
That's so sad.
Yeah, isn't that sad? I feel for him. I mean, so let's send him a lot of love. Let's send him so much love that you just see his heart just fill up and fill up and fill up and fill up past the car and past and go into where he lives and go into where he works and just like open the door for this guy's heart and just open it up and just see it. And that's what we can do for him.
That's
and then
exactly,
that will do something for you, too.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. I couldn't imagine how you were in a downtown area and there's Christmas lights everywhere and there's Christmas music playing and there's a lot of traffic. And I just can't understand how he's looking
it's
at me in evening attire and high-heeled shoes. Mm-hmm. And I parked the car really, really well, but I'm concerned that I'm 8 inches from the curb. Mm-hmm. And I have 2 inches on both sides of my car. I can't understand how someone can maintain that energy and how sad that must be.
Yeah,
so you're right.
I know. It's a sadness. Yeah. I feel sadness for that. I really do. You know, I feel like instead of being, why can't you be happy? You know, why could you be so mean? I just feel like, oh, wow, this poor soul is so in the dark, you know, of himself. Of his, and that's the sad part, that, you know, he is so in the dark of himself. I mean, that's why he's miserable. And so I feel for that. I feel for that. I do. And I send, and I just see his angels and his higher self, you know, winning out, opening his heart, you know. That's all we can really ever do with anybody that's in a way. I always say, you know, his life must be very, very unhappy to be that angry over something so minute. You know, that really wasn't even something to be that crazy about.
I was thinking about his wife. I mean, how did he treat her?
Or maybe there is no wife. Maybe he's a lonely man who has nobody, and it's the holidays, and he's just so bummed out. And this is a very tough time for people. I really do sympathize for people that, you know, are alone or don't have any money or lost their jobs or really, you know, are sick of all the hype about, you know, all that they talk about, you know. And I get that, you know, it's their own pain coming out, really. And that's what you'll see, you know. But, you know, my feeling, it's like to be neutral to it, and that's a good one to kind of get to be neutral and in love with yourself, number one, that you, you know, don't take any of it and push it away and protect and do your smudging and clean out your etheric body right away so that you won't keep that one alive. And then just sending him, and really the way to clean out your field is to send love to him. That will really clean you out, because then all of a sudden you're not in the ego that wants to repair anything, or you're not like in anything that's trying to figure it out in your mind. You just go right to your heart, and you just open it up, and it, you know, when you're in your heart, it doesn't matter. You know, like you think about it, you just kind of like laugh, you know. And to me, we're just talking about how we have to stay neutral, you know, neutral to all of it, and yet very open to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me, that's ultimately the hard one to do, to stay neutral, not affected, but open, you know, and loving. And so we're learning to do that better. I really do. I've been seeing people really say, you know, I'm attempting at this and I'm attempting at that. And I'm even trying to make amends with my mother. And people are trying to move past things that kept them stuck in a bad paradigm or in a bad dimension that was not causing them joy, you know. So let's pull some cards for you. Do you have any questions that you'd like to kind of zero in on?
Yes, I would love to figure out my love life.
All right, let's see. Oh, my goodness. The first card was wedding.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. And then notice the signs. And then heart chakra. Wow, that is wild. So it's really all about that. That's what that would indicate, that there is a vibration of that coming into your world. So we're gonna. Well, this is for the next year. But it does say cleanse and detox. So when I see that cleanse and detox, it could mean that it's saying to clean out if there is any old residual relationships that could be around, or even in your thought patterns or in your belief systems, that that's the cleanse and detox that it might be referring to. So, you know, that might be something you may want to do so that you can have this wonderful spread of love and notice the signs. It says, yes, the sign you've been receiving are heaven sent. That's what it says. So they're really, it's really giving you the go-ahead that they're with, they're hearing that that's what you'd like. So cleanse and detox. That's, and then ground yourself. That's interesting. Those go together. So, but cleanse and detox would just make me feel like, okay, if we rid ourselves of the things that aren't working.
I am so red. Everything.
Yeah,
I've been,
you're so red. Okay.
The only
then
thing
grounding
not-
yourself is where what you're going to be doing. You will be so grounded in your spirit, so strong, that the right and perfect person, you'll be like a beacon, just, you know, beaming. You're not going to be waving and all over the place because of old past things that are keeping, in a sense, your light down from the right and perfect person to see you. So I always believe that, like, old relationships that are clouding your belief system, your available energy that you're putting out there is really sometimes what the problem is. So once they move away and you can really say you're healed, guess what? You get really grounded in love and in openness and in possibilities to this new relationship coming. And I get that this year is that for you. So it's really telling me, yes. And then it says, go for it. Go for it. So let's say there was a relationship that you have been interested in. So when I see that, go for it. It could mean that they're saying, go for it. You know, give them the call. Say hello. Step out a little bit. And so if there has been somebody or there's been a hesitation about something, then it's really telling me to say to you to go for it. So I would say, like, or if somebody has wants you to meet somebody, go for it. Don't, you know what I mean? It's really going to be coming to you, so it's really talking about. Then it says trustworthy guidance. So trustworthy guidance is really about being guided to the right and perfect person. So what do you say to yourself before, if you... Like on what, let's say you say to the universe, this is what I'm looking for, this kind of person I'd like. Or is it someone that you already know?
Someone I already know.
Okay. If there's somebody that you already know that you'd like to be, you know, more to take to the next level, so let's say that's what that's what they're saying to do, to go for that, to ask for that. Okay? So, and then trust your guidance. You know, trust your guidance, meaning trust that you're being guided to do this, to go to that next level. And so whatever hesitation you have about it, or if it's him, or if it's whatever, it's got to be brought to the light so that it can manifest itself, you know. So if you've been not telling, you know, bringing it out to really show how you feel and what you want, this is the time to do it. Okay, so go. That's really what trustworthy guidance is. It says you've received a wonderful idea, and it is the answer to your prayers, they're saying. So meaning, like, if you've been deep down wanting this relationship to work, and they're saying, yes, it will for the next year. Now, entrepreneur just showed up. Interesting. Which makes me think that this year is also about creating or getting, in a sense, you off the ground, you know, because one entrepreneur, you are the business. You are the business when I see that. So it's really about aligning yourself with, you know, with what it is that you're great at. You know, everybody has what they're great at. And, you know, this is your year to bring this forward completely and have it really work well for you. So it's talking about that too.
I am.
And then relationship came back again. So that's interesting. It says your primary relationship is with yourself and God, and every other relationship follows from there. To attract, heal, or balance a relationship, then struggle. It's really talking about the struggle of the creator. As you feel safe and loved within, so shall other relationships bloom and prosper. So it's really about the self relationship. This one particularly is really about healing you, you know, And then the relationship outside of yourself will match that, you know. So everybody's always, I mean, this is why we're here, you know. We're always healing something, you know. I always think, I said to my friend, I thought I did that one, you know. I thought that was good. I was, you know, and so here it is again, you know, a deeper experience of that feeling, you know, that I didn't, you know, get to because it might have been too much at the time. It might have been something I didn't want to do. I mean, you name it. That keeps us from going deeper into really healing, you know, at those deeper, deeper levels. So it's talking about that for really the one relationship that you have is with yourself. So, and let's say you have been having comments about yourself, like, I'd like to do this, or I'd like to lose 20 pounds, or I'd like to go back to school, or I'd like to, and you keep pushing those away in doing. This is the relationship it's talking about, to really get congruent with what it is you and your deep self want to accomplish and do, you know. So this is the time this year to do those things. So if it's a detox, you know, this is the time to do those things. I mean, this is what everybody's doing. I've met people that went away and did like 4-week fasts in Europe, you know. It's a true time for detoxing and to get to finally get rid of everything that's unlike, you know, who and what you want to be in this next dimensional space. So, and that's what it's saying. So I get that relationship, this one that, you know, you'd like and that you're in a sense, is moving, but it's going to move according to your relationship with yourself.
Okay. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? So let's say you say, tomorrow, this is my day. I'm going to put me on the list. I'm going to do, you know, it's really about looking at what you'd like to get lined up, completely lined up. And I mean that, completely lined up. Now, the writing part keeps coming up for me around what you do. I keep getting a book. It feels like that this year is finally about, that's what my guide said, she's finally going to finish her book.
I hope.
So, yeah, and that's really something that you're going to, this is the inner agreement. This is the inner relationship that you have to get back in line with. That will get you to the end of that agreement that you've made, is to finish that.
You know, I have several book projects, but with the one I've been working on the longest, it takes money, and I make applications, and I get denied, turned down, set back, and the love life, same way, denied. And, you know, I keep standing up and moving forward and standing up and moving forward, and I keep getting knocked down. And I really, really, really like those phases to be gone, or that those boundaries. And it's not just in one area of my life. It kind of goes across the board. And I keep being strong. And I just had a friend laugh at me today. It's like, man, you never give up, but you really should. You should quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you can give up. See, you can give up things that aren't you, that aren't attached to your heart. You know, those are easy to give up. But if these are the things that you were meant to do, you can't ever. You can even try to give up. It's not even possible.
But I'm
so my feeling is maybe the giving up on a relationship that isn't giving you what you want is a giving up. Or giving up on a book, or some of the books that aren't the ones you really want to write, those might be the ones to let go. But the one relationship is the one with you. That's number one relationship. And then the relationship with the book, the one book that truly has to get written, the one that's like you can't stop yourself from writing, that's the one that needs to be written.
Well,
that one, you know, to me is the one that will make it.
I'm a photographer, so books are primarily photography stories with minimal writing, but I am a humanitarian, so I keep picking subjects that are not commercially viable, and I keep being told it's all about being commercially viable. I get that, but my passion is humanitarian, So, but it's not commercially viable. So I'm in this.
But who is it? How many people have said that?
Oh, a lot. Which is why I can't get funding, because the topic is homelessness, and it's a 20-year photo survey of people who build their own homes who are homeless.
Wow.
So it's like pictures of people in their homes and the story of why this is possible or why you would do this and what the, you know, the story of the people and how it happens in our country and how it's happening more in our country with the economy and why it's sometimes normal people, but for the most part, it's chronic people with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually the story of why, because you want to know why when you start looking at the pictures, but it's not commercially viable.
I know, but see, because my guide's saying, well, you got it. There's definitely, to me, people that would say, absolutely, that's powerful.
Oh.
We want to be a part of this, you know? I don't know if it's, it just feels like the wrong, you know, it's like going to the wrong place with a pie that everybody's a diabetic, you know? You just have to go to the right place. You got to go to the right people.
I've been asking for 20 years, and they've all been saying, this is awesome.
Yeah,
but
they
we
do
don't
say
know
that.
What to do with it.
Well, my feeling is, you know, there are many published. I buy very obscure things, and I love picture books that are black and white, and I just love them. I do, and I look for the ones that really are get me. You know, that teach me just by viewing what I see. So I feel like this is your year, because this is the year of consciousness. This is the year. There's even a show called The Shift. I don't know if you've ever seen that. That's a blog talk. That this man has really dedicated his life to shifting consciousness through his webcams and all this. And this is going on globally. So homelessness in America is what's happening, and people have been, and I say this, have been ignoring it for really 20 years. But this is the year for, if anything's going to happen, this is the year it's going to happen. So I want you to hear that. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to know and believe for sure that these things are going to work. I almost see it on somebody's table. Isn't that funny? I see it like, you know, somebody, you know, putting it around. Hello?
Yeah.
You know, putting it like on their table is something that they just had to show people, you know, and that's what I keep seeing. But I do get that it's happening. And your, you know, this is the story that you can tell you can write the book about you, you know, when it gets time, and you can say, you know, I had 20 years of people saying, I don't know what to do with it. And then finally it makes it. So that's what it feels like to me, that the story is going to have this amazing ending, you know, that is the winner, and that's you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I started it into a blog, and I stopped for the last 2 months because the last couple of rejections really just threw me under the bus.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that must be. But, you know, I think that's just like that grumpy old guy today, you know. He's just one out of millions of people. But yet that one guy can really mess up your day, right?
Well, he didn't really mess me up, but I'm scratching my head over... Seriously?
Yeah, but he did shake up, like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, you're happy center, you know. And so I think that's what happens with this memory of the people saying, I don't know what to do with it. I would love to just erase that. If you were my client, I'd erase that from you. I'd hypnotize you to you forget what anybody ever said about your pictures and just start fresh. And start, and like you did when you first started out, that this belief is still there, that these are great and these are worth, you know, being seen and being, in a sense, a story about, you know, who we are as an American.
But, you know,
to me, I get that. That's happening already. But
what's difficult is I want to add to it, because it's all this time has gone past and it's not getting better. It's growing faster because of our economy, and it's so hidden, but it's right there under plain sight, and it's everywhere.
I know.
And these structures can get really creative, and the things that people do in order to survive are very detailed and well thought out and amazing, really.
I know. It is. When I see like some of the things that they have put together and realize that there's a person living in there, you know, it's truly an amazing thing to see that but you know what I keep questioning? Why would you want to live here? You know, this is the middle of a city. There's nothing. It's cold. I mean, this has got nothing to offer. You know, it's violent. It's loud. I mean, I just think, you know, you could go anywhere. If you're going to go homeless, go in a beautiful area,
or
by a tree at least.
I photograph people on beaches in huts.
Oh,
and you protect your neighbors, you have a community, and you push out the violent and the drugs, and you find the people that are most like yourself, say it's the alcoholics or the sex people, and you allow them into your community, and you push everyone else out. And these are actually nice, I hate to say nice little communities, but one community I'm thinking of had the children. They had the children, and they had some alcoholism. And some transsexual people, but I felt safe there myself personally. And I was thinking, I totally get this. I totally know why these people are here.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they've kind of formed their own community of people that can live amongst themselves that are safe people.
Like attracts like. Sure.
So
if you're in the drug community, you want the drug people around you. But if you're a drug person, you don't want the drug people around you. So you find who has your most similar issue, and those are the people you make in your community. And that's exactly what happened.
So what kind of money are we looking at to publish this book?
I want to finish traveling and do it across the country.
Okay.
And I want to hit major big cities, so it's travel money and travel expenses. So I don't know. I do the best with whatever I have to work with, but the question is, don't put myself too far in the hole to get it done. And I'm told it's not commercially viable, so it will never sell. That's what I'm told.
Well, I don't believe that. So I'm seeing it being an amazing thing that could be like in mainstream America and people having to really look at it, you know. So like if you went to where people want to know the truth about things, like, you know, Oprah Network or, you know, Dr. Oz even goes into different areas of human nature. I mean, my feeling is, we have to go away from where you've been to get this to actually manifest. But I do get that if you can stop that recording that they said it's not viable, I don't care what they say, because I would buy it, and I think it's something that we need to know more about. So, and I would say there's more community of like-minded people that think the way I do, that don't want to put their heads in the sand, that want to know more about that. And when they walk by homeless, they want to know how they got there. You know, I mean, I've actually go up to people. There was a sign with this woman and said family, homeless family. So I pulled my car. I went and talked to her. She took me to the hotel that she was living at with her family. They were living in a tent, but they kicked them out. So she was just living in this motel with her two kids. I met them. And so I wanted to know it was true. I wanted to know, is this a sign? Or is this really going on?
There's a lot of single moms doing that, and they're living in their cars too.
Right. So I'm probably, and you know, I do know lots of people, because I stood with her while she was on the corner, and people were giving her money and stopping and saying bless you, and you know, there was a lot of people noticing and wanting to help. So they would give $5 or whatever. But, you know, this is a big problem. So I said, well, what happened? She said, well, there was a stipend in California, and they just stopped the stipend that we were getting to stay in this motel. And she said, now we can't afford it. And so I said, how much is it? And she said, $260 a week. And I said, wow, you know, this is a tough place to be, you know, in Tahoe, to be homeless, you know. So, I mean, it was obvious that people, you know, I never give to charities. I only give to real people. That's my agreement that I made with Spirit a long time ago, that when I see a need and I can fill it, I do it. And so I did what I could do, and I called my friends and said, like, you know, what can we do? Is there a community service we can, you know, get her involved, or we can find out more information for her, you know? And every single person I called, everybody said that was there, to call this other person.
Right.
Nobody could help her.
No.
It was really sad. And I thought, if I, who have a phone and have a computer and have the, you know, a lot of people, I couldn't find any help. I can imagine her. She has no phone, no car. No, how can she get what she needs, you know? And then I said, what about work? She said, well, I'd love to work, but they won't hire me because I live in a hotel and I don't have a car or a phone. And so
she can't even live in her car.
Yeah, right. Well, she couldn't live in her. She had two little kids, and her husband, who was disabled. And so I said, she said her husband was on that got some disability, but nothing that could help the whole family. So I really got, and I stayed with her for a couple hours and talked and met the kids. And to me, it was really that we have to get involved personally. We have to stop thinking that the government and everybody's going to take care of these people. You know, and if you can do something, do it. You know, that's ultimately the truth. We have to just look at each other differently so that this isn't someone else's problem. You know, I get that. Everybody's like, and that's what makes me know that the planet is changing, because I got to see that more people were paying attention, you know. And that was something that was hopeful for me. I felt like, wow. That was good, you know. I did see her out there after I did what I could do. I did see her out there again with the sign, you know, because I know that the site, you know, I knew this.
$20 an hour.
Yeah, I know. And you're right, she was the only work she could do. And really, we have made it difficult for homeless people to work. And I got that. She is working. It was freezing cold. And it was like it just snowed. And she's working harder than most people at McDonald's, who are nice and warm and cozy and get a free meal, you know. And so she's working, you know.
How old are the kids?
One was 7 and one was 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are they in school? And she said, well, that's another problem. That some of the schools won't let kids go. Especially in Tahoe.
And
they don't have
uniforms, and you have to
right.
buy uniforms.
Yeah, so she was home. She said she was homeschooling them. So I'm like, well, at least she is trying to educate them in some way. But she told me that she was in Sacramento, and she said it was very, very dangerous there, having a family. Like you were just saying, different areas were very drug-related, sexual offenders, you know, whatever. So she came to Tahoe in hopes to have a safer place for her kids, knowing that she was homeless with her family. But, you know, and it truly is a safer place in that way, but a harder place to be.
In some places, like Miami, they'll just give you money to leave town, so you become a new town's problem and not...
Yes, and that's what they told her to do. That's what she told me. Sacramento told us to come to Tahoe. to make it Tahoe's problem or something like that. So
well,
it really is sad, and it really is. It's a heart wrenching thing to imagine. But it, like you said, it's so widespread that we have to know about it. So don't give up on this, okay? Do not let anybody tell you that it's not worth it, because it really is. All right.
Well, you've got me re-energized.
All right, good. Because I'm, you know, my feeling is. Through this show, we're, you know, thousands of people are listening. We could establish someone out there that may say, I'll invest in this.
I found a website that does mini grants of like $1,000. You like, you do it, I think it's called the Awesome Foundation. So you would like go to a town and you'd say, here's my pitch, here's my project, in which I would say, I want to go to Portland. There's 3 homeless camps there, and I want to go there and photograph it in the style. You know, everything's lit so that it looks like it should be a magazine photo. It's not just snapshots. I'm a professional photographer, and this is what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So I would write a grant for travel expenses to go stay in a hotel at night and go to these 3 different sites and spend some time there. And, but I'd have to fly out there and fly back, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
rent. So I would
could you do? Could you do like my guy just said? Could you do a first book that is the one that you have already, and then the number 2 book would be of different cities. You know, like if you think about you did a Chicago book, a Portland book, you know, and did it separately so that you could get it going faster. Because to me, it's like, you know, if we use, if you've got enough pages, in a sense, I mean, if you've got enough 50 pages or 50 pictures that are powerful, then that's a book, you know?
Right.
And so instead of stop you from it happening, you know, relatively quickly by doing more and more and more, you could see if, you know, putting this together at this level that it's at and then having book 2 and 3 of different cities. You know, so it's just a new way to approach it that changes the vibration, that makes it more possible, and that's what we have to start to do, because the conversation has to stop that it's not possible. It has to find a way energetically to manifest it. So if we're in a groove that's saying, no, I can't do this, I have to do this, and then that's putting you up against the walls every time, it's not giving you what it is that you truly want to manifest, then we have to rearrange how we're going to do it. You know, and to me, it's like, you know, I look for different books that I like. And this one woman, I don't know if you happen to see this book. It's called Getting Old is Not for Sissies. And it's a black and white picture book.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly the most powerful book I've seen. And all it is about people, black and white pictures of people as they age and who they were at 60, 70, and 80. And these are most amazing photographs of how they stayed young and vibrant. And what they did. Like one was a yoga, one was a nudist, one was like a power lifter. I mean, these are 80, 70-year-old people. It's the most powerful book I've ever seen. And she has many other, you know, it's another. I look for this particular
but
book
it's
kind of book.
It's, not only is it a good idea,
mm-hmm.
it's commercially viable.
And so is yours. I don't know. You know, this is what we have to get over. The whoever said that, I'd get that they themselves couldn't figure it out, but are those that will be able to.
I was talking to literary agents, national literary agents and local literary agents, and they said, we love everything about your project, and we love your photography, and we love the story, but we can't sell it. But if you can get these certain organizations to give them away as gifts for donating money to the organizations,
mm-hmm.
and you can process, and you can promise us $5,000 worth of sale, 5,000 sales of books from that organization or this organization, then we will consider pitching it to as an agent to publishers. But when you go to the organizations, they won't do it. They just won't. So you know, it's like you get your hopes up, and then it goes back to start again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I know. The getting it out there is always the hardest part. It is. But once it gets out, you know, this is what I get. And the thing is, if it doesn't get out through people doing it and saying yes, then it's got to get out through you creating and getting money to raise to publish it yourself. You
right.
know. And so my feeling is that maybe the best way to get it going, you know, is for you to do it yourself.
My next thing is I'm going to start mailing prints out to museums.
Oh.
Collections.
Uh-huh.
To see if I can get their attention.
Right. It's going to happen. Yeah, that's something, Mary Lou, you have to just believe. You just have to believe and stop with any conversations that ever bring you to these should, can't, and won't, and they, you know, all these big, you know, energies that are sealing you from moving in any direction. You got to erase those, even in your thinking pattern. You know, erase it and bury it, and really start from this moment on knowing that it's going to happen. Knowing. Because that's the difference, is not to hear everything that's happened, but to start from this moment on. This is a new beginning, right? This is the new beginning. And if it's going to happen, it will be happening now. That's what I know.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, the giving up is not optional. When you're doing something at that level of consciousness, it's not optional. I'm sorry.
It's been 20
that's
years.
Not
I haven't
optional.
Given it up yet, and I've done a lot of work on it this year.
Yeah, no, this is so not optional. I mean, this is big. This has got to be seen. This has got to be, in a sense, understood by the heart, you know. People, when they see these, they're going to go, wow, amazing. I have another book that reminds me of the book you just, it's called Sadhus, and it was all the homeless holy men in India. They did a picture book on all the different castes of the holy men and the sadhus. Most fascinating book. And all it is about what they would wear, where they would live, what they would do. And I bought it. It was just so fascinating. So I want you to know that there are people like myself that would definitely, you know, want to buy many of those books to show people because it's so fascinating. And so it's, if you have enough to get a book going, that's what I would do, is focus on putting it together now and then work and then promoting it, you know, on a show like this or on another show like The Shift that will start to bring attention to what you're trying to do and bring you, instead of you going after it, let it come to you.
Yes.
Different frequency, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that one works because you're aligning yourself so that it can come to you. Instead of, it'd be chasing your tail if you kind of don't know where to go and you just, all that energy spent outside trying to go, go, go. But my feeling is once you get it organized, put together, it's already there, you've already done the work, then you open up the channels, you find people that are like-minded, like yourself, that would want to talk about what you're doing, that would want to put it, you know, and then there you go. And then that is when, in a sense, the buzz happens. The people start to want to help, to donate, to get this to manifest for you, to get it off the ground. And that, I get, is right there. It feels like, and I can, you know, feel the pages, you know, when I look at it that way. But when I was looking at it, when I was going down the linear line of you going, it felt like, wow, I'm getting so far away energetically from this manifesting, you know. And that's what I think a lot of people, they diffuse by going so far out on the limb, and then they're so far away from the point of reference that they really want to stay with, which is, this is the now. This is what we can do now, you know, and that's where the power is. So I've got like a whole lineup, but I still love talking to you. I am so thrilled, and really, I am excited for it. I really am. So I just know tomorrow's a new day, and if you can just turn it to the frequency of that it is, it's already happening, and it's going to happen. This is the year, and that's all you even know. Think of, let anyone else's verbiage come into play, and just keep that in your mind, and only that in your mind, okay? And only that in your heart, and that's it. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's only that. You know what I mean? And that's the way it's going to be. The universe works for you, right?
Right.
So we have to give him a job. And to me, it's like God works for me and I work for him. But I always know that we are in a reciprocal relationship, you know, and that when I ask from that sense of purpose, that it's already being met. Always.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, love. I will talk to you, and you give me, I'm going to be on probably another couple of weeks after the holidays, so I'm curious. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep you in my sphere and see if I can find the right perfect person that will kind of be the one to put some more spark and energy into what you're doing.
Can I send you links to the website?
I would love that. Would you do that for me? Go on my website, heartandsoulholistic.com. It's you can link up to my email and send everything to me.
Okay.
All right. I mean, because really, this show we're reaching you know, around the planet. So it, you know, it's really a good one to get what you're doing out there, and to be a part of this new consciousness. I love it. And so we're gonna use this platform a lot for people that are kind of moving into different directions, especially like what you're talking about. To me, it's so important that people connect and understand, you know, people that they walk by every day, you know. It's a sad reality.
And how close we all are at being there ourselves.
Exactly. It's so true. You're a paycheck away sometimes. I do know that, yeah. But blessings, Mary Lou. And I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, thank you, for everybody, for listening. And we're going to take this new number, 111. How are you? You're on Heart and Soul Holistic. And who am I talking to?
Hi there. Hello. This is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. Well, isn't this been an interesting show? I mean, this is so, it's so amazing what we're all going through and moving towards. And so what has been going on for you?
Well, you know, Patty, I think that I'm wanting to know about my relationship that I'm currently in. Things have shifted for me. You know, I was in a marriage for 20 years, and I just recently, you know, about a year ago, am divorced. And so that shifted, and what I want to do for my life in terms of being able to do some significant, important work where I feel like I've made a difference is even more, of a desire. You know, it's more important than ever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like different opportunities are opening up, different doors. I haven't had a full-time job since July, and so that has been very interesting, and balancing everything has been very interesting. So it's like I'm not the type of person that goes into depression or things mm-hmm. like that. And at the same time, it's a balance between remaining practical, remaining optimistic, concerned mm-hmm. when there's need to be concerned. But at the same time, you know, keeping that quantum field of opportunity open,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that I manifest in. What I'm manifesting in is the question, you know. I mean, I don't feel like I have a clear sense of that.
Okay. So let's ask the question of spirit. Let me see. So we're just going to ask for some guidance into kind of bringing more light into your own consciousness so that you will recognize a direction that your spirit would want to go into. All right, so let's see. Oh, look, first card's change in direction. Okay, good. So what it's really then is it's listening to me. Notice the signs. So when I see that, I kind of get that change in direction is what's happening already, and it will continue to happen. And to notice the signs that, in a sense, your spirit guides are giving you is just to kind of stay into that neutral space of saying, where do I go? So like I was talking to him about the story about listening and going down that street, because we don't know why we're going to be guided to go to a party or go to a new workshop or do so. I want you to stay in complete and utter open to anything, in a sense, that comes to you. So it feels like I keep getting... Okay, play just came up again. So play means that it's going to come in at a playful level. It's not going to come in at a serious level. It's going to come in at a playful level. So we are moving into more energetic medicines that are really set in a very joyous, playful manner, like Matrix Energetics. If you ever did a workshop of his, it's all play. And so I understand what that card could represent. It is a healing technique that is very powerful, but it's set in a frequency of play. And because it's set in such a high frequency of non-attachment and joy, amazing things happen. Miracles happen in that place. So I get that that's something that you could be drawn to, open to. Somebody's going to mention a workshop or something like that. So that could be coming your way, that something in the play, in that frequency, is going to bring you a work, you know, because to me, work and play should be the same. I mean, we really should be connected to that level of joy that is always, you know, what we don't want to go to work. We want to go to play, right?
Yeah, me
we
too.
Have,
I feel the same
yeah.
way.
Yeah, so I really get that. It's really showing me that that would be the level of energy that we have to look towards and be open to. So then it says, see only love. So it says, look past the seeing errors, mistakes, and misunderstandings, and see only the love within each person, including yourself.
Mm.
It says you are focus upon the love that underlines every situation, brings about healing and understanding of in every way. So it could be, and I get that that is ultimately what we're always doing when we come out of a situation. It sounds like new things have happened, but when you can only see love about your past relationships or even the work that you did do that you learned that you didn't like to do, I mean, this is how we see only love. We get from what happened, transpired, we turn it into a loving experience that taught us how unified we are, really. I think I would I see how unified we are as humans, and how connected we are, and how each system situation brings us even clearer to that reality that we're all one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I always think if you're going to be a good therapist, you know, like I've met a lot of therapists, a lot of the therapists that I know, the ones that have gone through the most horrific childhoods, a lot of things that, you know, you think, really, are the best therapists. And so I realized that there is, they've chosen, and that's something that keeps coming to me around you, to kind of choose your career on where your strength is and what you have learned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you have just gotten through divorce and you had to recreate yourself and you had to learn how to, you know, there's power in that. There's a teaching, a mastery that you have to come through to get to that other side. That is something that you could be in a sense in helping others as they move in into independence. Or into this new frequency of, you know, in a sense, creating their life that they want instead of, you know, living the one that they thought, you know. And so this feels kind of like where I would be if I were you, in that pool of consciousness that takes your lessons that you have learned and puts it into form so that you can teach others.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like a... And maybe workshops, start thinking about workshops and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's say you, I mean, you know, my guy just told me you could be a very good hypnotherapist, or you could do entity releasing, or you could do, I mean, there's so many new age therapies that don't take years to learn, but, you know, if you are naturally, good at them, because that's who you are as a human being, like a Reiki master or a matrix energy. I mean, it just feels like they're showing you all these little doors that you could do and do very well at.
Mm.
So I want you to stay open into the healing fields, the healing field meaning self-improvement, consciousness,
right.
You know, all that. That, you know, that has so many in it. So and just stay open to what feels like it would be right fit for you.
Right.
Because hands-on might not be it for you. You might rather be
right.
with energy. Yeah. It feels like energy work would
more,
be best.
Definitely. I'm not a hands-on. I would agree with that. And I am drawn to healing arts. And that's the one thing is the hands-on that I know it's really not my area. But empowering people, and it sounds like you're talking about raising consciousness and empowering people, and really those are the two terms I would use for where, you know, what excites me. But also there's a very creative side to me that keeps wanting to resurface, I should say.
So creative in the way of, like, art and color and things like that. Okay. Yeah, that's what I keep getting around you. So that would definitely be, like, so let's say you wanted to learn feng shui, or you wanted to learn, like, so you can put consciousness in the form that would be really tapping into all your talents, you know?
Right.
So if you're an artist and you love color and you want energy to feel right in a home, or, you know, I actually started
a little business of space clearing.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. I could see that still being who you are. I wouldn't give up on that one because it's showing up again. Yeah,
okay.
I would not give up on that one at all. I would maybe just reinvent it a little bit, market it differently, maybe take some more classes with maybe different teacher that might be able to put a little spin and make it fresher for you to get more, you know, involved with. But,
well, you know, it's funny you should say recreate it a little bit and maybe market it differently, because I started to think about home staging and how home staging seems to be more familiar with more of the population, so that it's more acceptable. And and I don't mean to say that I don't want to go mainstream, so to speak, but I do want to serve more people. So it's like, okay, so how do we kind of take both and recreate something? But then I thought about redesigning, because, I mean, when people have their own furniture and you're kind of resituating things, it's really like a redesign.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let's say somebody's trying to sell their home and you are a redesigner, so you go in and you, it doesn't cost them anything except for your time or the you know, that you put in to help them do reorganize, in a sense, their in feng shui what they already have, or get rid of, you know. And so I feel like you already are doing it. This is something that you could just put out into the world so that more people would understand what it is that you could do for them. You know?
Exactly.
So if you did a flyer, let's say you did a flyer, and I keep getting this picture. I mean, I'm really a picture. I keep getting that you take a photograph, right, of a room that looked the way it was when you first walked in, and then take a picture of it after you redesigned, and then you put this didn't cost anything. This was all, you know, reused, you know, and you could put it in the words that you would, but photographs really make a big statement, because people can say, wow, that's amazing. Look at that, you know. So if you could do a flyer like that and then send it out to all the realtors in your area, you know, and that, you know, to me, or even put it on Craigslist, or, you know, you can do things that won't cost you that much in the way of, you know, getting your new business, you know, out there. I just see this working really well for you. I really do. I kind of get that. That's why Spirit was leading me back right where you were. It wasn't really about learning so much anything new. It was just really about refurbishing, in a sense, yourself, about how you approach it.
Refreshing.
Right.
And do you get anything on the relationship?
And relationship. Let's see. Oh, first card. New partner just showed up. That's amazing. This is a very big deck too. So, new partner absolutely is there. So, I keep getting, and it's so funny. My guy just said the name Eddie. It's very clear. It's Eddie. So there might be a male that you're going to be meeting, or that you know, or there could be somebody that you know already, but it feels like somebody brand new to me. that has an E sound, or an Eddie sound. So,
well, I'm with somebody now.
Uh huh. All right.
So
well, you know, that doesn't mean that it's the right and perfect one. You know, the universe is going to really move things in and out for people if it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So just stay open. That's all I say. Stay open to the possibilities that, you know, that this wasn't meant to be. Because if the question is that something's not feeling right, or you're not where you want to be, or it's just not moving along, or then it could be that it's at that point, you know, that point where you're going to have to ask yourself, is this giving me what I would really like? And let me see the next card. And then it just says, let your past go. So letting your past go would just mean that if this was like one of the first relationships that you just had after being married for so long, it could be why it's not going to be the one, you know, that's going to take you into the next. Because you are in the first relationship, and I say that with yourself, and that's
mm-hmm.
number one right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to put all your attentions on you. Really, and making that kind of be the number one relationship right now. And once you start to move into that power place within yourself, I kind of think this relationship, I just felt like it just went got neutral, you know, just went neutral.
Mm.
So that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means there's going to be some shift that you're going to be aware of. And that's all I say. Just pay attention to the shift as you move more deeper and get more rooted in what you're going to be doing. The question might resurface about, is this the right and perfect person for me? And it may not be the answer you think, right? So it could be why we see our new partner, you know. So this is for the next year. You know, so a lot can happen within a year. So my feeling is enjoy it, enjoy the isness of the relationship, let it be the way that it is. But right now, focus on you, get your relationship down with yourself in a sense, you know, and really start to restore some of the parts that you let go within the past relationship, because that's really probably what this let your past go means, is really to kind of let you, even the old self, go, the one that was kind of created during that marriage, let it all go, you know, and really resurface. I mean, it you know, and look at yourself and say, you know, I almost feel like, it's so funny, I just got this wild thing. It's like there's a part of you that is very obscure, almost, that never got a chance to be that, like get a tattoo, get a, you know, a diamond in your nose. I mean, just a little bit out there, you know. And I keep getting, my spirit's like showing me that the next year is about you taking, like, stretching it out really big, and even like imaging yourself differently. I feel like,
yeah,
you know, like you are going to look different. You're going to wear different colors, and you're going to, you know, going to create a new image for yourself that's pretty cool, like that's really got a new vibe to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this is happening. This is already happening. It's in the works, in a sense, because if I saw it, then I know it's going to happen. It almost feels like you got one of those, like, diamonds in your nose, you know? and, you know, it's kind of, like, funky, but it's really cool. It looks good on you, you know? It's like, it's almost like you become a little bit more the hippie self that you've always wanted to kind of be, but you never had the chance to do it, you know what I mean? And so
yeah.
I kind of like that about this new you, and I kind of think that that's the new relationship that is showing, it's kind of showing me the next year for you. And that's exciting, because that's what's going to also be your business, is this new, my dog is going crazy. When spirit comes in, they're like, oh, better let me. That is so funny. But this is kind of good. I kind of almost feel like a new hair color is coming in, a new haircut, a new glass. It just feels like I am seeing kind of a makeover image, a change that's going to be happening over the next year.
Mm.
And it's a powerful one. It's a powerful one because it takes the box away from you, if you know what I mean. It takes that real comfortable box away. And I'm going to keep going. I don't know if you heard that, but I'm going to keep going.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, the thing is, that's what's coming. This year is exciting for you. And it does feel like the relationship is going to be secondary to what's going to be happening in your life, you know, what's really important. So, I really get that a year away from such a long-term relationship, you know, it hasn't been that long to reestablish yourself. And so Spirit is really trying to get you a little more grounded in this new self before you establish another relationship, you know. That's really important to do. But, much love on this one, really. I really feel like excited for you. I almost see, Burning Man. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I see, Burning Man around you, you know. It's a pretty cool energy, so I like it. You know, it's expanded. Yeah.
Wow, I like that, too. And do you see travel? Do you feel travel at all?
Well, I do get that you're going to be traveling because you are going to be learning. So education, you know, is going to come up. But I almost feel like a cruise. It feels like some type of cruise. I kept seeing Alaska or some area that, you know, is kind of that you've never, but it felt like I was on a boat. I don't know if that's going to come up for you, but if you've never been, it's a good chance to go, right? It feels like new things are going to come your way if you just say, you know, even if you don't like the water, it's still okay. You gotta stretch, right? This is about stretching past comfort, right? So I really get that this is the year to even say, I don't know why I did that because I normally wouldn't have. And it feels like that's what this year is about. That's going to really take you into kind of exploring new avenues of yourself, you know? So I did see, I definitely see a cruise.
I'm living with this, with this relationship now. I mean, I'm living with my boyfriend. So, it just feels like it's actually going in the direction of more of a commitment than it is not. So it's interesting to hear you say what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know. I mean, you know, I do see it. When new partner shows up, I don't know why. I always think that there's something that is going to be around, you know, and it might be around you. You know, my feeling is it may come around you that you're going to have to say, wow, this guy seems interesting, you know. That's what it feels like, you know. And that's not like you. You know, that's not like
right.
you. This year is about you not being you. You not being so, you know, I would never do that. You know, it just feels like the box is going to fall down and you're going to say, it just seems like a lot of things will come to you that you've never had to deal with before. And that this other gentleman interested in you is going to come. It's going to be like, whoa, I'm. And so you are going to learn how to ask those questions, you know, because you were used to being in relationship for a really long time, exclusive for such a long time, that a lot of the things that didn't offer you is going to have to offer you now. You know, Spirit wants you to see what it would feel like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the self-exploration that I keep seeing around you.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And that's great. That's the hippy dippy girl that I'm feeling, and I like her. I think she's pretty cool. You know what I mean? And so I really don't. You know, like I kind of think that you know the relationship you're in is really it's perfectly perfect for now, and it's gonna. Mm. And then there's gonna be some. It just feels like I'm around. You know, towards the end of next year, around the eighth month, you know, that something happens. I almost feel like something happens where the question is, you know, and it's more on your side. Yeah.
More on my side.
Yeah, more on you having to decide, you know, should I go out with this guy or not go out with this guy, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not going to be living with, I mean, how could I possibly say that when I'm living with
I know. And, you know, and that's the thing about, you know, something that somebody could see that is not where you're at. But I just want you to hold the space really wide open.
Yeah.
And just let it be I want you to be in your relationship that you're really in now and enjoy it. And that's great. And to me, it's like, you know, we want to be here now, right? So we want to be fully and completely. But if and when the change starts to manifest or things start to change, it's a good thing not to kind of know it could have. It could be. So, you know what I mean? It's like when I do a reading and I pull a death card. And, you know, I'll never forget this. And the woman is standing in front of me, and she's like, well, I said, do you really want to go there? And she said, yes, I do. And I usually offer it. I just say, you can tell me I don't even want to go there. Personally, I never do. So I said, she said, no, she did. And so I remember I did see a gentleman, older gentleman, passing suddenly, and he had, it felt like pneumonia, you know. And I felt like it was a partner of hers. So she called me, and she had an ex-husband who was still a partner. They weren't legally married. They were not legally separated, who just passed away suddenly.
Oh.
And she just was like, Patty, you know, I can't believe it. I'm like, oh, no, you know. But I get that spirit just wanted to let her know so that she wouldn't be so shocked about it coming. So when it happens like that, I have to say what I see. And, you know, I leave it out there way in the ethers. I sure don't want to, you know, mess up whatever. But I do think that it's something that will come and you'll say, oh, wow, that's interesting, you know. And what you do with it is really going to be up to you, you know, if you go for the release or not, you know. But it is like an interest, a love interest is going to be coming towards you, which is, you know, and I feel like he's very interesting, you know.
He's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I like interesting. So and then, you know, my lease is up where I am in April. And I debated whether I should take it all the way to the summer or, you know, do a 9-month lease, 6 months. Well, it turns out I only did a 6-month lease. And, you know, I just kept thinking, okay, something's wanting to open up because this is not like me. I usually opt for security. So when I just went for the 6 months, I was like, okay, universe, I know you want to bring something in. So I feel like, do you see any kind of relocation?
Okay. All right. So relocation. All right. That could be why I kept seeing real estate around you. That's interesting. This is what I wanted to say. I saw a person, this gentleman, he is a realtor.
Oh.
So it could be why you are meeting him. And I don't know if you're going to be working with him, like doing your work and helping houses get sold or do, you know, show better. Or maybe he is the one that's going to be helping you relocate.
Oh.
All right, so fresh air comes up. And then life purpose. So fresh air. That's interesting. So let me just see. Hold a minute. Okay, so I feel like you're not in where you are. When I moved you forward towards the end of next year, it does feel like a change of place. It does.
Mm-hmm.
So within this, you know, when you are up with that lease, that is when you are going to start to really ask yourself lots of questions. So it could. I keep getting that. It's not far. You know, it feels like you're going to be still in the same area, but a little bit in a better area of where you would like to be, you know, that kind of feeling. Like if, like, you were away from the ocean, you're going to be closer. It feels like you're going to be relocating yourself into a better area, you
mm-hmm.
know? And that's what it feels like. So it's like, you know, if there was like a little town that's got a more quaint vibe, you know, it feels like that's where I see you going, okay? And that would feel better for business too. So I want to say that once you get your business focused on an area, like, you know, where there's, you know, then the move is going to make sense to you, that you'll be closer to, in a sense, the areas that you're going to be working around. Like,
because I was actually thinking of relocating to, like, 90 miles away, 100 miles
away. Yeah, 90.
So.
Well, yeah, to me that's not far, because, I mean, I live in Tahoe, so 90 miles away is like Sacramento. So to me that's like, you know, that's about what it feels like to me. It's not it's not close, like down the street, but it's got a better vibe, you know, like still California, but it's still a different vibe. That's what it feels like
to me.
Exactly.
And I'm talking about from San Diego to Los Angeles, and I'm always saying I want to go back to Los Angeles because it's more my vibe.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like to me. That's what it feels like. And that would be better for you in the of business, too. Okay, so where, like, if you can hook, and it feels like you're going to be hooking up with a couple of different realtors that work in that Los Angeles area, so that makes a lot of sense to me that that's where you're going to want to be, because that's where you're going to be working more, you know?
Okay.
And then that's where you can actually have more accessibility to other realtors, too, to be in that area. And I do get water around you. I really actually did seek some water, so I wouldn't be surprised if when you're in LA, you know, you'll be down by the ocean, you know, drive, or you're going to be, you know, in an area that's got a nice feeling to it, almost like a really beachy town, like Hermosa Beach, you know, it feels like that to me. So I like the feeling. I like that it's going to have that around it, because that's more you, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And my boyfriend also does this, we're starting this together. And so that's why I'm saying is, so do you think that maybe that realtor that will come across, that partner card, was more about working in partnership with someone else rather than a love interest?
Well, you are working with your partner, you know, absolutely, all the time. You know, you are together on that. So
yeah,
I do get that that is, but, you know, I get that you're going to get to a point, it feels like, get to a point, and your business is going to, you know, you are going to have to make some serious, you know, honest decisions. Do you want to really work with your, you know, it's going to feel like that. You're going to have to say, you know, maybe I need another woman, maybe I need another designer, you know what I mean? It feels like you're going to take on somebody else that's going to be more, I don't know, that maybe does a deeper feng shui, that wants some help like what you do. It feels like there's going to be a third person, let's say, that really is more connected to you, and it feels like a female. So interesting, yeah. But, I do think this is going to be a good thing to get in. And it feels like, I feel like I'm just being like lifted to this higher level, and you're going to get there, get secure. Things are going to get to a point, you know, you got a lot of, you know, move in and changing the business and getting the business. There's a lot going on, you know. There is, you know, and so focus one thing at a time, you know, one thing at a time, get the brochure, get that, what's it going to look like, how you're going to do it, take some pictures, just focus really all your attention on one thing, okay, whatever, you know, to me, I always think the living thing will show up later on, absolutely, but
right.
I do see it moving, yeah, for sure, but right tomorrow, you know, I would definitely redesign what you do, refurbishing, or, you know, how, what's the name of it, you know, everything, you know, get it, use your creative juices to start what it's going to look like, your brochure, who you're going to mail it, you know, all that. And to me, it's all that. It's a lot, actually, when you start out, you know, it may take you a month to finish, you know, but it feels like that's where your focus, if you can do that, it's just, it's going to be what you're going to do. And it's going to work out well. Yeah.
Do you feel the guy that's with me now is going to be moving with me as well? Or, I mean, I know you said that you thought it wasn't going to last, but, and at the same time, it's like I'm a little confused. I just keep feeling like he's still in the scenario. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And that is that's a good thing to just keep that one alive and keep feeling that one, because that's going to answer some big questions for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And don't try to put it into your brain. Just feel it. You know, if it feels not 100%, it's only 80, it's only 70, ask yourself, how many, if I was going to do a degree here, how invested this particular relationship is invested in it, what would I feel about it, you know? And if it says 60%, 80%, you know, I want you just to believe that. And don't bring it up to the head and try to rationalize it, make it more than it is. Just feel it out. To me, that's going to be your barometer to know what direction this is going in. And there will be a point, and I'm going to say that maybe when your 6 months, your lease is up, it's going to be a turning point to say, am I going to go further with this relationship or am I not? You know, so it's a good thing to just know that there will be that feeling of, boy, we're kind of hanging here, and it's good. But we're just hanging here, you know. And that, if it doesn't, and I say that when you get there, you are going to know. And it might not be what you want to know, but it might be something you need to know. And I think that that's what we have to be available to be okay with when we first, you know, we have to just be available to. Like, this is the thing. You cannot, you know, you can't. You don't want to reestablish another relationship that's that quick after that really long one. It's just, that spirit just keeps telling me she needs some time here, you know. And it really is a good thing for you to do, is to get you loosened up a little bit on how it's supposed to look and just enjoy it for what it is. You know, because when I think this is interesting for a lot of women that have been in relationships, especially long-term ones, when they get into one that's not as secure and sound like they were when they were married, it doesn't feel right. But it's okay. You know, this is a good relationship that's gotten you kind of into a new place. That got, you know, it did a lot of good things, and it's still doing a lot of good things. And I just want you to appreciate what it did do for you, no matter what it transpires into. Okay? Because to me, that's the teaching and the freedom that you're going to get from this relationship. That's what it feels like, you know. I mean, I've had, you know, my first husband passed away when he was 36. So the first relationship after him, I was dating this guy. Oh, it must have been around 7 months I was dating him. And it got to a point, and this is what it feels like, it got to a point where there it was. And there it wasn't. You know what I mean? But it was okay. But it was really okay, because I really got what he did for me. He got me out. He made me feel my sexuality again. He did so many wonderful things, but he wasn't the one.
Yeah. Right.
You know? So I want you to know that this is a learning next year is a big one about you establishing your business and getting that going. And, you know, really. And it's going to take a lot of energy and time and much more than you think. And I would accept his help, and I would hope that, you know, and he will help, and there will come a point where that's a good question to ask yourself, do I want to work and live with the person, you know, is that the best ideal relationship to do it, you know what I mean? And most of the time it's a no on that one. So there's a lot of things that you're gonna come up with, and it's going to be unfolding as you sit with how you really feel. Okay, feel, think, but feel about everything.
Feel.
All right.
Yeah.
Feel it all, because your mind will mess with you. It will mess with you. It will make it want to make it so. It's going to, you know, how you feel about it is what I always go to. Go to how you feel. Always go to how you feel. Because no one can, that will not, never lie to you. Never.
And not ignore it.
Yeah, not ignore it. No siree. No. And if you do, it's just going to keep, you know, you're just not going to get the result, I always think, or the feel, or the outcome. Because you're not asking the question from the right place. As soon as you ask the question from the right place, all of a sudden you get the right answer. But if you're asking it from the mind and from or from the ego, you're not going to get the answer. That's going to be the one that's going to really put you in the right direction. That's one thing I always know. It's like, oh, that was really, you know. And so I'll keep asking myself, is that how you really feel? How do you really feel, you know? And then I breathe and I wait and then I go a little deeper, you know, so it takes a little time to get to sometimes how you really feel.
Yeah.
You know, but love, have a wonderful holiday and I will
you
be back
too.
Again and we'll keep, I'm going to keep you on my board and I'm going to see your business just taking off. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes. Appreciate it and blessings.
Blessings to you, love.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. It's been a wonderful show, and I will be back again. And if I didn't get to you, you can email me any questions you may have, pattyrio@aol.com, and I will be happy to answer them. And blessings, just remember to shine as bright as you possibly can, because that is truly who you are. Bye-bye.